another Saturday evening here, October 7th, 2023. October is my favorite month, I think, of the year. No, it's not my birthday month. No, it holds no other significance other than it is fall. Sometimes, depending on where you live, September can be fall. And sometimes it takes till November to be fall. But typically, when you say October, it's fall. It's got Halloween at the very end. I'm a pretty big fan of Halloween. So, anyway, October 7th, 2023, another episode of Scott Speaks here with you on the BroPod Network. I am super late in recording this. It's 11:37 p.m. local time. So this is going to be a short one, folks. My undying desire to keep the streak alive of putting up content every single week, whether it's Todd and I, whether it's Jamie and I, or whether it's just me. That has driven me to record this super late. The wife went up to bed a while ago. Pretty sure she's still not asleep, but the wife went up to bed a while ago, and I was sitting there watching the USC-Arizona game on ESPN, which is still going on. Tie game about 8 minutes ago. And I was so tired that I set an alarm on my phone for 11:05 p.m. I was like, I'll just close my eyes here for a second. And it went off and I snoozed. And then it went off and I snoozed again. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. but here we are. I did make it, but I got to keep this short so that I can still upload it in time and blah, 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 blah. You guys know the deal. Keep a streak alive, having stuff up every single week for, gosh, it's got to be near 3 years now. I have to go back and check. I don't even know how to check that, but it's been a minute, yawn, excuse me. It's been a minute since I did not provide content for you guys. So anyway, just a couple quick things. Like I said, this will be a quick one. First is, I love October. I really do. And I did something very October-ish today. Something that Jamie and I have been doing for a long time. I don't know if I went there before Jamie and I were together. I'm trying to think. But anyway, back east, back when I lived in the upstate of South Carolina, we would go every fall at least once, maybe multiple times, to an apple orchard called Skytop. And it's not even about the apples necessarily. It's about kind of the whole experience, but I'm sorry, I'm going to be yawning tonight. I apologize. Which includes, first of all, arriving early. And by the way, this place has gotten national acclaim as, like, you know, outside of Vermont, New Hampshire area, this is like one of the top apple orchards in the country. I'm not joking. But it deserves it. But it used to be, this was over 10 years ago when we first started going there, that you'd show up and if you weren't there within 30 minutes of them opening, I want to say they open at 9 a.m. They're in Henderson, North Carolina, by the way. Hendersonville, North Carolina, right outside. So it's about a 40-minute drive from Greenville, where I lived. Okay, I apologize. Anyway, yeah, you had to get there early. We would immediately go and get the apple donuts, they were freshly made, had a little cinnamon on them, cinnamon donuts. So good. Delish. Nice and hot. Like, you literally watched them. They had a little kind of, you know, one at a time little fryer machine thing. It was fucking incredible. Anyway, so super good. Grab some donuts. Knock those out real quick, and then you'd head out in the orchard. And you just, you know, you get a nice crisp fall morning, hopefully, and you're out there picking apples. Now, we learned over the years that you had to time it right because you wanted to get the good varieties. There are some varieties of apples, folks, that aren't good. Arkansas Black comes to mind. Not a good apple. Not recommended. Very tough. Very hard to eat. But just the experience of walking around in the, you know, the mountains, if you will, of southern North Carolina, and picking apples is just, it's fun. You're out there in nature. It's a little chilly, a little crisp fall morning, as people like to say. And just really, really enjoyed that. And I will say, since living here in the Denver area for now 9 years, it's something that Jamie and I have missed. Like I said, we used to do it every year, at least once, sometimes twice. And look, it's, you know, I've seen the memes on Facebook, and they're all true. Why would I go to the grocery store and pay $5 for a bag of apples when I can wake up at 7 a.m. and drive to the mountains and spend $30? Like, it's all true. I can't deny it. But it's just an experience. You go, you know you're going to drop some coin, and it is what it is. But, yeah, Jamie and I have really missed doing that because I guess somewhat surprisingly to us, at least to me, I think she'd agree she was also surprised. Once we got here, the two things that, the two experiences that we have not been able to have until today were apple picking in the fall and cutting down our own Christmas tree in December. Now, there's a way to do the Christmas thing, tree thing. You can literally buy, it's like buying a tag for it to kill a deer or whatever, like to get a quota for killing an animal or fishing or whatever. You can buy a pass to go up into the mountains in certain areas and cut down a tree. But my understanding is they're very limited. My understanding in speaking with people that have done it before is that it's just a very difficult process. Like, there's a reason the trees cost so much even when you go and cut them down at a Christmas tree farm, is because it's hard to make trees that are in that nice Christmas tree shape. Sure, they grow naturally, but when you're also responsible for hauling it out of wherever find it, whether there's snow on the ground or not, it's a challenge. So we've never done it that way. Probably never will, honestly. But, yes, that's never something we had done. But today, the Christmas tree thing is something we've never done. Probably never will. But today we scratched the itch to go pick apples. We heard of this place called Adams Apple Orchard. Shout out. Proud sponsor of the pod tonight. And Adams Apple Orchard is in, I think it's called Alm, Colorado. I think that's right. It's about 20 minutes east of Fort Collins. Fort Collins is over an hour north of Denver. So it was a haul. It was about an 80-minute drive each way to get there, door to door from our house. That part wasn't fun, but to open at 10, we got there 10:15 or so. We were one of the first 50 cars there, I would say. But yeah, much smaller. It was a much different experience. You're driving out there, you're like, where the hell am I? It's just all farmland, flat as could be. The road was straight as could be. We were in that part of the state. But yeah, I mean, much like I was starting to say, much smaller than what I'm used to with Skytop. And Skytop is you're truly walking in a, it's like, you know, get in a pool or get in a tub and just splash the water, the kind of ripple effects and peaks and valleys, like that's the topographical map of Skytop. Not the case here at Adams Apple Orchard. Again, flat as an iron, like, and considerably smaller. But they were very well organized. They had a variety of varieties on various rows. The rows are about 10 to 12 trees each. And You know, you get there, they give you a couple basket buckets and a little sheet of paper with, hey, here are the ones that are picking today. And you walked around and picked them. And the good part was, because we were there when we were, and I've since read something on their website, but because we got there when we did, everything was available. Everything on their little sheet was available to be picked. Not always the case. And they have since updated their website that they're not going to be open for you pick tomorrow, because I think they got picked through today. So definitely glad we went there when we did. Also, I was surprised. I swear this was not on the website anywhere. I was surprised that, maybe because it's called Adam's Apple Orchard, but we got there and there were about, I want to say, 8 to 10 varieties of apples that were picked, we were able to pick. And there were like 4 versions of, or varieties of pears, which I've probably talked about this on the show before. I know certain friends of mine definitely know this. I'm a huge pear guy. I love a good pear. So when I got there and got that list, I was like, oh shit, there's 4 different types of pears. Now, the other thing that I will tell you is, as many of you probably know, there's a number of apple varieties that are most suited for cooking and not eating. That's not really the case with pears. Almost every type, at least the 4 types of pears that we looked at were like, great for eating, juicy, sweet, whatever. And I was like, dope, my man, that's what I'm talking about. So that was very exciting to throw in the pear inclusion, especially when it's unexpected. If I'd known about it, I still would have been pumped, but I was like, oh yeah, pears, my man. Oh, and it was funny, so a couple of the varieties of apples, in fact, were, you know, better for cooking, tart, whatever, you know, not really my thing. And one of them said, the description was best for consumption by wildlife. And I was like, well, that's not a good, you know, endorsement for that apple variety. Humans shouldn't be eating this. Wild animals should, is essentially what it said. But anyway, so it was fun. You know, obviously we took the kid. Unfortunately, you can't take animals, so Stella had to stay here all day. I mean, not all day. We were back by 1:30 or so, but she had to stay here for the morning, which we hate to do. We like to take Stella and, you know, basically anything we do whenever we can. But I think Isla had a good time. You know, she did well with the ride out. And she wanted to walk a lot while we were there, which is, you know, it was tough because it's, again, it was super flat, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't paved. Obviously, it was natural ground. And so she's still of the age where walking on that sort of, those sorts of minor undulations and kind of brush, you know, weeds and things, grass on the ground, slight struggle. So, but she pushed through. She made it happen. And no real breakdowns throughout that part of the day, which was good. The drive home, she got a little iffy, but it's because she was up much later than normal, and she took a nap immediately as soon as we got home. And as soon as we got home, we watched the Clemson game, and Clemson barely beat Wake Forest today, and that was the other thing I was going to talk about, but I'm so low on time, I don't even know if I can go into it. But it's that time of the college football season. Again, Clemson's season is going to be disappointing compared to many recent seasons, because we already have 2 losses, but we are now 4-2. We were 2-2. We've won 2 in a row. We have a bye week next week, and then we have Miami, who watched the highlights. I can't describe what happened, but was defeated by Georgia Tech today in a crazy, crazy ending to that game. Bunch of crazy ending. This is, you know, there's always a weekend every year. I don't know if this is going to be it. We'll see how this USC game ends, but there's always one weekend where a lot of high-ranked teams lose. Notre Dame lost tonight. Texas lost in the Red River Shootout or whatever they call it. And again, it looks like USC might go down as well. So some high-ranking teams are losing. And that's exciting. Oh, Notre Dame lost to Louisville. What? Is this a basketball update, Scott? It is not. It's football. So, anyway, I don't know if this is going to end up being that weekend. Probably not. But a couple big names, you know, there's going to be a shakeup in the top 25. Clemson will not make it in. my personal opinion. They barely beat Wake, and we're probably in the mid-30s in terms of rankings right now. So it's good to keep winning. I like that. Next week's the bye week, so if we're not in on tomorrow, we're not going to be in next week either. But yeah, just a weird season. But happy that it's fall. Sorry, I'm just watching the clock. I know I need to get this up by midnight, and there's a tiny bit of editing I have to do before I can actually even post it. So I need to hustle up and do that. But happy that it's fall. Halloween is coming soon. Todd was in Europe this week. That's why we didn't do a show. Jamie and I just couldn't get together on timing to do a show. That's why you're just hearing a very, very abridged version of Scott Speaks. So again, my apologies, but hopefully these are at least somewhat entertaining. And again, just giving you a little bit of content. And hey, this is a very palatable podcast to listen to because it's going to end up being somewhere in the 16-minute and change range. So I hope you have enjoyed it now that you're at the end of it. Next week, we'll be back with a regularly scheduled show, probably a BPST. That's a Bro Pop Scott and Todd episode. So I know you'll love that as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with the show throughout these many years that's been going on. And many more to come. I appreciate it, guys. And what a beautiful music.